and Hawthorne to me is the fiercest of those heart medicines. I mean, akin to motherwort, but even beyond that, because those thorns are really, really, really intense. And there's some pictures in the newsletter. You can see the size of those thorns. So very fierce and protective. Like, when you're in that grief and heartbreak state, when you need that element of fierce protection. Like, you have a warrior on your side ready to defend you and ready to keep you safe while you're in that space. And one of the things that I was given from Hawthorne in my journeys this week is that Hawthorne is really, really good at creating the sacred container, the space for you to be safe and protected while you're feeling your emotions, while you're going through the grief process, while you're crying nonstop. It really gives you that safe place. And, you know, when I was journeying, I was with the Hawthorne tree and this guide from the Hawthorne, and I was just so held, and I was weeping. I was just like letting out so much stuff that needed to come out emotionally, and just felt totally held and totally safe, but not in the way, you know, like Rose is a more gentle, or Apple Blossom, I found is really remarkable for heartache and heart grief, which is a more gentle kind of mothering holding. The Hawthorne is really that protective warrior who's like at your side and ready to like fend off the troops who are coming at you. Like, so really when you need that protection so that you can do your processing, so that you can go through your grief, so you can cry and let that stuff flow through you. But it's also, it asked me to remind people that that's not really a free ride to just mope and wallow and be unhappy in your grief or in your sadness. Like, it'll give you that space to protect you and to allow that process to happen, but you really have to do your work while you're there. So that might look like something different for everybody. You know, could be a therapist or a coach or a friend or spiritual work. You know, what is the work that you need to do during your grieving process or during that time when you're really in a hard, difficult, emotional place? Hawthorne will give you that space, but it's also asking you to say, hey, you know, this isn't just all soft and cozy. Like, we've got thorns here. We've got to, like, you know, do the work to